The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, focuses on a group that's been overlooked in past documentation, children who have intermittent coverage or health care for only part of the year. A 2003 federal survey said at least 9 million children lacked health insurance, but authors of the new study say this number is actually much higher, since children with partial health coverage weren't included before. Dr. Glenn Flores, director of the Center for the Advancement of Underserved Children at the Medical College of Wisconsin, says the new study indicates that the number of uninsured kids is actually more than 17 million.
Having so many uninsured children in America should be ethically unacceptable in a nation that prides itself on equity and justice for all. The study adds to the quite substantial medical literature that documents the numerous adverse health consequences of being uninsured.
Flores says these include less access to health care, lower likelihood of having a regular source of primary care, and using medical and dental care less often. Researchers found that 13% of children who were uninsured only part of the time missed doctor's appointments, and 1 in 10 did not get prescriptions refilled because of the cost, percentages that are almost identical to those for uninsured children. Most kids with partial coverage have parents who work, and 2/3 live with both parents. Julia Manzensky, Wisconsin Public Radio.